This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 5th of July 2026. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High Fitzroy, 1031, expected Seoul, 1026 by 1800 on Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira, northeast 40s. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south Utsira, backing westerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bite. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in East Fisher, backing westerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. Northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Dover, Wight. Northwest, backing southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. East or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in north. Southeast Trafalgar. Easterly, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasionally gale-aid at first in far east, fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy. Easterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, mainly fair, fog patches later in north. Good, occasionally poor, occasionally very poor later in north. Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West, backing southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, occasional rain in Irish Sea. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, occasional drizzle, fog patches later. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor at times later. Rockall, Mallon. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 5 or 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. West 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. West-northwest, 3, mist, 9 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest, 2, 15 miles, 1019, rising. Lerwick. West-northwest, 4, 16 miles, 1015, rising. Wick Automatic. Northwest by west 3, 12 miles 1018, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 8 miles 1018, rising. Lucas, west southwest 4, recent rain more than 38 miles 1019, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south 5, 8 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 2 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 5, 2 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Jersey, west-northwest 4, 6 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 3, 8 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west 3, 13 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Valley, west 3, 30 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 4, 16 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Valentia, west-northwest 2, mist 2 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by south 5, slight showers, 1 mile, 1,023, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west 4, heavy drizzle, 1,700 metres, 1,022, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure centred close to the southwest of the British Isles will bring a good deal of fine and settled weather to southern waters. Further north, conditions will be more unsettled as a westerly flow brings Atlantic fronts and outbreaks of rain drizzle at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later, except in far north. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West to southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West to southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers and north, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly backing southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest backing southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time in east, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in southwest. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West backing southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and east, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far northwest, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly, southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good in east. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 in south. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, northwest, backing west, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihua.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Despite a dangerous heat wave, Americans turn out to mark 250 years since the Declaration of Independence.
It's 250 years. It's the greatest country on earth. I mean, I'm proud to be an American, hardcore to the day I die, and follow God wholeheartedly.
Russia vows revenge for a major Ukrainian drone attack on the city of St. Petersburg. More World Cup success for France as a Kylian Mbappe penalty against a bad-tempered Paraguay secures their place in the last 16. Our chief international correspondent meets Iranians who've travelled to Tehran for the funeral of the assassinated Ayatollah. Thousands of protesters target the annual conference in Germany of the far-right AfD party, and more than 50 years on.
Da-da-da-da-da. When you hear that, you know it's sharp.
It's coming.
We head back to the beaches where life was never the same after Jaws. First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Events are taking place across the United States to mark the 250th anniversary of America's independence from Britain in what's been hailed as a moment of national celebration and reflection. However, a severe heat wave and storms in parts of the country have seen some festivities scaled back or cancelled. The flagship Salute to America Gala on the National Mall in the capital, Washington, D.C., is due to go ahead, but attendees were told to seek shelter during the build-up as thunderstorms swept through the area. Our reporter Rich Preston is there.
We are being evacuated. My team here behind me having to pack up. The U.S. Secret Service has told us to get off the press risers. That's because, despite the terrible heat that we've had today, there's now a warning of a huge thunderstorm incoming. So everyone around us is being told to get to a safe area, including the press, of course.